do that.
Wow.
So, so I could focus on.
You should have had a show. Eric just doing like odd jobs so in LA.
Yeah. It was-
He's on Ocean Terrace.
Get mad.
I really like the accent.
Ocean Terrace and what?
Yep, yep.
I liked when yours is more intense.
I know, back in the day.
But like Patrides, I know, but like
now I'm like,
now you're like
juxtaposition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like my portfolio.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Toad Hill.
Further down.
Okay.
You're going down towards Patrides.
Got it.
Check, check. Or Mike, oh, we're good. We're good. Peter, shut the f up. We're recording a podcast.
Charlie's. Did you go to Charlie's as a kid?
Oh, Charlie's. We got to talk about that.
Yeah. Charlie's.
Sienna, I feel bad.
I don't want to get too deep.
Yeah, no, we're getting deep. We're getting deep.
Sweatshirt. I don't want to get too deep.
No one is going to relate to this podcast. It's going to be just Staten Island.
That's the last thing I need to.
I know, right? Because you want to. You want to.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but I. Okay, so Eric D is here. Eric D'Alessandro. We're cousins. No, I'm kidding. We're not cousins. Probably. Somehow.
Could be, probably.
Somehow. But yeah, like Staten Island legend. I'm talking about myself. No, but for real, you know, I knew about your videos and everything from the Staten Island stuff and I related to them. I was like, this guy's hilarious. But then Mateo told me that you also, you know, I knew you did stand up, but I thought like I thought maybe like, you know, some people get famous on TikTok and shit and then like go do a stand up show, but you're like a real comic. And you tour the country and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, so welcome. Nice to meet you. I never met
you
before.
Nice to meet you.
But as soon as I knew, like Staten Island cousin, here, you know what I mean? Sienna loves Staten Island guys.
I'm obsessed with Staten Island guys now.
Because she's from Boston.
You should come to Staten Island and it almost is like Grand Theft Auto. Have you ever played Grand Theft Auto?
No.
Where like they have the people walking around and you'll run into them certain neighborhoods. Like I've ran into Vinny's mom.
Characters.
I've almost hit Ghostface Killah with my car.
Yeah.
Literally like
Sims.
In the gym with Method Man.
Of course.
You know,
that's
in the gym
hot.
With Method Man.
Neighborhood.
It's pretty awesome.
Gabagool.
That was racist.
Oh, never
that
mind.
That was racist. You look so pale.
Me? I've been in the mountains.
I know. She's been filming a movie in where, New Hampshire or some shit? Damn.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Because she's half black.
I'm half black.
But you look like
I think
us
I
right
am
now.
Too.
I look like
I think
you
we're
guys,
blacker than
you. You like
right
it right now? Or
no.
You don't like, he likes black women.
I like black girls.
So
yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, right.
You do too?
Are you you're married, right?
I'm married.
Perfect.
To a
black girl.
Yeah. He will be married to a black woman too.
Yeah, hell fucking sure. Yeah, hell yeah. But I saw your joke. You said your Italians are beige. Did you say that? Oh no, you said something like they're not white. You know what I mean?
I had the joke of like in my special of like, you know, I think a lot of comedians have touched upon it about like are Italians white? And I'm saying I know that I'm white. Like I know the world. I'm not saying that I get a pass.
No, we get all the privilege and stuff.
But I'm
like
saying
that.
Like there, I could still clap on beat to a song.
Yeah.
My family can cook.
Yep. Family beat your ass.
Exactly. We got hit, stuff like that.
You look Hispanic. No?
You should see my passport. Mm. I look like,
I can't. What were you gonna say?
I look like I could have done 9/11 in my
passport. No Carson or not.
Yeah. But this is the evolution of Staten Island.
Yeah.
Like you were just saying to me, like, you know, I don't have the strong accent anymore. I used to have it like first season Jersey Shore. I had like the worst Staten Island accent.
Of course, yeah.
But now we're like hipster dudes, you know what I mean?
You think I have one?
Look at this guy.
You do.
Oh.
Did you ever have like the Staten Island, like the tape up and the fade and stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, well, you're North Shore too, right?
Yeah. You're North Shore?
Yeah.
Okay.
So North Shore is different. It's like, it's very, very niche to Staten Island people, but like the North Shore. We're different than the South Shore.
How north though? Like near the ferry?
No, I'm not that north. But
okay.
Richmond.
Oh, that's pretty gangster.
Yeah, it's pretty gangster. Yeah.
It's the hood.
The South Shore is like the Italian hardcore, you know.
Mob wives.
Okay.
You know.
The North Shore is it gets a little bit more gentrified.
I would say the North Shore is just it's New York.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just New
York.
Like if you walk around my neighborhood where my mom goes to supermarket shopping, there's every ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
There's every walk of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to like where my wife is from, it's just gabagool.
It's just gabagool.
Is that
it's
racist?
It's Guido, Alabama.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's so hot.
I would get dirty looks like he's not from around here.
Really?
Because I don't belong. But my hair, are you kidding me? They get the pitchforks out.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like you're supposed to have straight hair?
No, but like a man bun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
man,
yeah.
Sacrilegious.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. All the, like, I used to feel mad insecure around, like, the rich kids of, like, the South Shore and stuff.
Oh, I mean, I didn't even know any of them until high school.
Yeah, where'd you go to? Oh, you went to Port Richmond? Oh, you went to St. Peter's.
Yeah.
Peter's.
Oh, no. You went to.
It was the Farrell. I just did a bunch of shows with Murr from the Impractical Jokers. Mm. And, like, everybody that he, I mean, they're just such a.
They all went to Farrell.
Yeah.
Well, when I didn't. Peter, shut the fuck up. You're the audience. I brought my best
I'm
Peter.
I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah, I brought, because he's a big fan of Eric Delisandro.
Oh,
Eric.
Really?
Everybody.
I say Alec?
Yeah, everybody does that. Everybody.
That was like.
Because they're worried about Delisandro, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, you're anticipating. You're like,
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. So Peter's so funny. A big fan. He's jerking off in the corner.
I'm obsessed with him.
And I like doing this because I like instigating fights because I'm single. So I like instigating fights with couples. It's like one of my favorite things to do.
Really?
So I go.
See the devil.
Yes, exactly. Like if I'm going to be miserable, they're going to be miserable too. Mm-hmm. So I go to dinner with him and his boyfriend. And he's like, Peter will be like, oh, we're going to Puerto Rico next week. And I'll be like, yeah, like all that Puerto Rican dick you used to suck. And then his, like, they'll like laugh at it, but then like, they'll be like, wait, was there really a Puerto Rican guy?
That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is his man, or is your man white?
No.
Pakistani.
Oh, okay. Oh, hot.
He's Pakistani. Are you sure you're from Staten Island?
I know, right?
A gay Pakistani lawyer.
Oh, he's, is your man
that's
also from
that's
Pakistan?
Fine. That's woke as fuck.
Is he from Staten Island too?
Wait, wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. He can't, they can't hear us.
Oh, yeah.
Is there like a side mic or something? Is that mic work?
Racking up. It's just
Peter, if you have to say something, you just be careful for the cameras. Yeah, go over there.
Wait a minute.
And make believe it's a dick.
No, sorry.
Oh my God, he's like really literally the gay guy in the corner. This is so funny.
I love
it. The gay guy in the corner.
Yeah, okay.
He was he's born in Staten Island, then lived in Michigan.
Put it up to your mouth like it's a dick. Okay.
So, yeah, no, not really.
Okay.
Yeah. Hot. Lives here now. He went to University of Michigan and then moved back here.
So hot.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter's a top. No, okay, we'll cut this out.
How do you guys were childhood
we
best
fucked.
Friends?
What? No.
Him?
You're not supposed to tell
anybody. He knew me since I was a baby.
So it's Staten Island,
like you said. It's like a weird, like
yeah,
he
you
knew
guys
me.
Know. It's and then two degrees of separation.
Okay. Yeah. And you're Italian as well.
Mostly Irish, but my father's grandmother was Italian.
Okay. Yeah.
There's also a lot of Irish on Staten Island too.
That is true. We have a big parade.
That's the Boston part that reminds me of Boston.
Yeah.
But I don't whenever I go to Boston, I feel like it's if Staten Island had a city.
Yeah.
It really feels very much like
The testosterone on Staten Island is insane.
You love it.
I love it. I'm like, someone pinned me against a wall. Yeah. And
Eric just sucked it out of the room. You know?
That overcompensating insecurity is really sexy.
Yeah. God.
So, and then you live there now?
I just moved back, yeah.
Oh, where'd you go?
I lived in LA for 3 years. Then I lived in Austin for 3 years.
Holy shit.
I just moved back to.
Did you do that because you were like really jumping into the comedy?
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I kind of lost all my momentum. Like I had like videos that people knew me on the island from like years and years ago. And long story short, I got a manager, just didn't work out. And I was like, I'll come back to that stuff. Because I tried to do too many things. I wanted to be a musician. I wanted to be an actor, comedian, fucking all over the place. And then I just kind of like reached the end of like, there's nothing left for me here. So I was like, I got to go for it. I'm going to go to LA. And that's when it started really.
So were you doing comedy when you were making videos or no? When you first started?
I didn't have the balls to do it when I first started putting out YouTube videos, like in 2009.
Uh-huh.
I just never had the balls to do it. It took me till like 2014 to get my first open mic.
But the videos were going viral, right?
I was still doing shit like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then like, was it people on Staten Island or like, cause you were used to go super viral. So do you think it was like a niche audience just around the New York area or like did it start to expand?
Yeah, I think like when I made fun of like Italians and Staten Island, that stuff was certainly like Jersey, Brooklyn, Long Island. But then I had a big video that went pretty big on Worldstar back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And that got me a pretty big following from like Toronto, I remember, like Detroit.
So all the Italians in all those places?
I don't know. Cause that wasn't really, I was doing impressions of rappers. Oh. So it really had nothing to do
Sorry, I'm spitting out my coffee.
So like it really didn't have anything to do with being Italian really. So I don't even know if people knew I was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I was saying before. Like when you were like, this is going to be a very Staten Island podcast. Like it's like, not that I have anything against that, but I'm saying, sometimes like people come up to me after the show and say, listen, I loved your show and I'm from Staten Island, so I get it. I'm like, I feel like everybody can get it.
Yeah.
It's not really, I'm not making jokes about
potholes and mouths. I was asking that. I mean, like every comedian makes jokes about where they live and shit.
Of course.
I don't really, but everyone does have to eventually relate to it somehow.
I think the more unique, the more specific you get, it's also more relatable in this weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Where like,
because everyone has that specific thing.
Yeah.
Like I was,
yeah, to them.
Sebastian Maniscalco, who I get compared to a lot, he had a bit about his grandfather having a orthopedic shoe. And he had like a 2x4 in the bottom of his shoe. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my grandfather had that. Mm. Like literally. So like, he got really specific and it kind of related to me in this weird way, even though we're kind of the same anyway.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I feel like if you get more specific, I would say like Margaret Cho, or Ellen DeGeneres. Like I don't relate to these women, but the more specific they get, it's just about it disappointing their parents, pressure of society, whatever. It's the same shit.
So right.
I always try to.
Yeah, because I do that too, because like I make fun of like Staten Island and stuff, and like I don't want to like not do the Staten Island jokes if I'm in front of like a bunch of tourists in New York.
Yeah.
But they don't get some things, you know
Staten
what I mean?
Staten Island also too, it's like you don't really even have to know specifics about it.
Yeah.
No,
it's just
nothing.
Like they know that it's like the conservative part of New York. Like if I'm at the Cellar and there's a bunch of people from other countries,
yeah,
they get it. They totally get that. Like they don't meet, because that's the thing, it's like Staten Island, I always feel like, is also like the last true part where you hear accents.
Mm.
Everywhere is like, yeah.
Right. Like,
that's Queens. That's Brooklyn. That's Manhattan. Yeah. You meet somebody from Manhattan. It's like, you're from Manhattan.
No, I have no idea.
Where is your accent?
Right.
So, like, they're the blue collar guys that are like, you know. So I think that people can appreciate that because it is the Joe Pesci. It is like the real New York you want.
Right. Know, there's still like a sliver of Brooklyn that's kind of like
I'm
that.
I'm sure there is.
I was like, telling the dudes from on this pod, like I went to go play basketball with the growing up Italian kids.
I just did their podcast.
Yeah. And they were like, there were kids like speaking Italian on the basketball court, young kids. I was like, damn, like we're still alive out here. Mm. You know, they were like keeping the little culture alive.
I didn't know there was any Italians in Williamsburg.
No, dude, it's Williamsburg too.
All oat milk and mustaches.
They all thought they all looked like you.
Yeah, I know. They all look like me.
Yeah. So what was it like when you went to LA? So you go from Staten Island to LA.
Yeah.
I lived in LA for a year, hated it.
Yeah, you did?
It was kind of during COVID and I kind of just—
Were you lonely?
The wrong way. I was very lonely.
That's it. That's the key word.
Were you single?
No, I moved there. I've been with my wife we've been married for almost 2 years, but we've been together for 10 years.
Oh, wow. So did you move there with her?
Yes, I did.
That helps.
If she didn't come with me, I would have died in a week.
Yes.
Yeah, you need a woman. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Every guy has this like fantasy when like, you know, you make money and like I bought my house and I'm like, I see the pool with the view. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be like 10 hoes here next week. Next thing you know, I'm like, in the yard jump roping by myself.
Yeah. Well,
I'm like, I wish a girl was here.
Jacking off.
That's interesting though, dude. Cause like,
I'm like, I want a barbecue for my girlfriend.
But you had like, I feel like what is the dream? Cause like, what were you doing before the Jersey Shore?
I was 21. So
yeah, you were young.
I was young. I had just gotten I was delivering pizza.
For who?
All-Star Pizza on next to the atrium.
Oh, okay. I worked at CVS.
Oh, shit.
Same strip mall.
How old are you? Are you a similar age?
34.
36.
Okay, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, so cute.
Yeah. So, stop. You're getting wet. I'm getting canceled for that one. I was delivering pizza while the first couple episodes of Jersey Shore was airing, because at first it was just like a show like that
you didn't know.
No, like some, like once in a while back then it was more rare. Now it's everywhere, but it was just supposed to be like, I'm on TV for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like everybody locally just like tune in and watch me on TV for this thing.
Yeah.
Like saying like I remember one time, like I was mad excited because this Channel 11 news or maybe 7 or whatever was at the zoo. And they interviewed me and I said one word. I was like, wow, the jaguars are cool.
And the Staten Island Zoo has like dogs and squirrels. So.
Bro, my whole family tuned into it.
They were like, that's my boy.
I was like, yeah. And I think they cut me out like the line and you just like saw me. But yeah, that's what it was. Jersey Shore was supposed to be at first.
Yeah, like the True Life thing that they did.
Yeah.
That thing?
Yep. Yeah, like a one episode, or like a Wild On. Remember that one?
Wild On?
Wild On was on E
It wild was like on instead of wild and out.
No, no, yeah, it was like a wild, wild on, and then I think it was like a New Orleans wild on. It was like a party thing, right?
Like the Vegas Strip.
Wild. The Vegas Strip. So I thought it was like wild on Jersey Shore, like where it's, I think Tara Reid used to host it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Okay. All right. I'm old. Never mind.
And then you blew up.
No. But, so I'm saying, like, when you got, you thought you got the house, you got all that stuff, but like you had the 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Which was like what most people dream of. I
financially,
would say.
It wasn't really. Fame wise, it was.
You're like a child star, kind of.
No. Financially, it took a while to like grow up to like get some real money.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like that, and that was more the last couple years when like Jersey Shore came back.
Yeah,
that's when I was able to like do the Hollywood Hills and stuff like that. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Wow.
So, the Hollywood, where did you live in LA?
Right by the Capitol Records building.
Okay, so Hollywood.
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 Yeah. Hollywood.
A little grimy area.
You know what's crazy? Yeah, right on my block, though, I lived in Argyle.
Yep.
Which, it's funny, right where Franklin is like the, that's the line. On my block was never anything bad. It was beautiful. I loved it. And then you cross the line.
It kind of turns like, into like Times
you're
Square.
In the apocalypse.
Yeah.
There's people just like, it's the Thriller video. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Why'd you move?
So during the pandemic, I realized like, so very quickly, I moved to LA. And I was not feeling like, I knew I wanted to do stand-up, like go hard at stand-up. And I got to the Comedy Store, which is like the place to be.
Mecca.
And I noticed that it was so political and so who you knew. Mm-hmm. And like everybody who worked there wanted to be a comic and just a really toxic environment, I felt. And I went to, they had potluck open mics. So Monday nights, you put your name in a hat and they pick it out and you could do 5 minutes or whatever. And the first thing that pissed me off, as a New Yorker, I always think of like a quicker way to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is dumb. You have to sign up at 5:30. They don't tell you the list till 7.
Mm.
So you just sit around. Like I thought they could have a text.
This is the store?
This is the Comedy Store.
Okay.
Like, they could have had like an email list. They could have a text chain. It could have been so many, because people could like take off of work and go back, grab a shift. But now they got to sit there.
Yeah.
And I noticed like 3 weeks in a row, a couple of the same names got picked. I'm not doing this. So I just really pushed everything to my Instagram. This is like when Instagram had like a boom, I would say, 2018. They started to really push videos.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started to really hammer that. And then I realized I didn't need to be in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't need to be anywhere. It's kind of like changing the world. Like Mr. Beast lives in North Carolina.
Right.
Nobody needs to be in these places anymore. Mm-hmm.
He like bought North Carolina.
He bought
a neighborhood.
Yeah.
So like our apartment was 560 square feet.
How were you making money?
I had some savings and I was editing weddings. I was a professional editor.
Oh, really?
Professional.
Like videographer too?
Yeah. I would do that shit. I did focus.
In LA?
Yeah.
Damn.
I would do focus groups.
They were like Armenian weddings?
Oh, I did this one, dude, at the Beverly Hilton. And it's the meanest, most evil, rich people you
could Yeah, meet. Yeah, yeah.
It was horrific.
Yeah.
But Persian. I hated that more than anything. I made like, every time, I had like enough money.
I went to a Persian wedding once. I dated a Persian girl.
Oh, you
the Persian girls in Beverly Hills, that's just like,
yeah, that's everywhere. Insane.
Like, I thought Staten Island girls are bad. These girls are literally rich.
No, but
I really to portray that they're rich.
Yeah.
I related to them though, because like, they were kind of with like Italian people. Except they were doing the that, but like besides that, they were Italian.
Yeah.
Like the culture, like the women and the men. I was like, oh, I feel like I'm with my aunts and uncles that, you know, are Muslim. Yeah. I had to cut out so much.
Yeah.
Why? Why are you cutting out? Don't be
I know. I'm a fucking pussy, right?
They do that.
They're going to cancel me.
They do. That's what
they do. They do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric.
They were doing it. I'm not saying that
Thank you.
They were right, but it was you know?
Okay, so you're editing.
So yeah, I was doing weddings. That. My wife, she was working at this place in, I think it's Beverly Hills or West Hollywood. So she was paying half the rent. If she didn't move out there, I don't know what I would have done.
Mm.
And then I would always get a couple months of rent ahead, so I didn't have to worry.
Mm.
And then just as my savings was dwindling, like really down to like the last like $1,200. I was reaching out to people on Staten Island about, I was like, I think I could put on a show somewhere. Like I was reaching out to like restaurants.
So were you going up in LA at like other places? Like,
I was doing open mics.
Open
mics.
Like
Cantor's.
Okay.
Which was a-
I don't even know the LA comedy scene besides the big ones.
I only did like four. I didn't do many, honestly.
What? Shows?
Like, yeah. I did one, The Dime.
But you were there for a couple of years.
I was there for 3 years.
Wow. So you were doing Instagram.
Like, in 2018, I really grinded a lot on like YouTube and Instagram. Uh-huh. And in 2019, I started doing stand-up like full-time.
Austin?
No, in LA.
Were you collabing with like YouTubers and stuff? That's what I didn't like about it. I was like, when I moved there, I'm like, I don't want to collab with these people.
Yeah, you don't need to.
No, you do. For another platform and to get in the algorithm of that shit, like those like,
yeah, that
like
Mr. Hurt.
Not Mr. Beast, he's kind of his own thing, but like all the other dudes, all the other people on TikTok and YouTube, I feel like they just all go to LA and like collab with each other.
Yeah, but that shit.
It's like, so corny. You see them all in the videos together.
Yeah, I think
that's it's like, that's dead now.
I feel like it's more podcast. You go on everyone's podcast.
Podcasting is a new collab mode. But yeah, I'm like, everybody just wanted to collab. Like I'd like throw a party and they'd be like, you want to collab? It's like some girl that like designs fashion clothing. I'm like, I don't want to collab with you.
LA was just a weird scene, dude. Like, yeah. That's where I just.
Everyone's like lonely and sad.
I didn't do anything there. I just focused on writing. And
like, I just focused on editing weddings.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that was just edited.
I did weddings for probably, this guy wanted me to do it. I couldn't, it wasn't that long. I didn't do it for that long.
Yeah.
I did it very short. And then I literally did focus groups in like Santa Monica.
What is that?
So like when you for example, Uber one day, you sign up with this company and Uber has a focus group. Like the Impractical Jokers would do that, but this wasn't a joke, it was real.
Right.
Uber wanted to change its logo. So it has like 20 of us and the guy comes in and he says, A, B, and C, which logo do you like? And you write down your thing.
Like a study.
And then like, yeah. And then you get like $200 and I would do that.
Wow.
So I could focus on.
You should have had a show. Eric just doing like odd jobs in LA.
Yeah, it was
you were donating sperm.
My mom, she's too Catholic. She wouldn't let me donate sperm.
You donate
sperm?
It was $1,500.
I was going to say, how much do you get for donating sperm?
It would be more. For you, you're pretty.
But they did.
I'm taller though.
Oh,
and I have a horrible beard.
Give you money if you're taller?
They give you money for everything. Probably. You get more money when you're white. You get more money based on your education.
I think it blue eyes.
You're kidding.
Blue eyes, you get more money. My friend, she sold her egg and it was crazy.
Eggs are nuts. Eggs are like top dollar.
Yeah.
Eggs
she got fucking dollar. $50,000, which is good.
Yeah. But they're more valuable, right? Like you only have a couple of eggs to spare.
You know, we have millions of eggs.
Nah, the ones that can be fertilized.
No, we have millions of eggs, but they take out like a few and then oftentimes none of them work.
Oh, okay.
None of our eggs work.
Anyway, I'm talking about real working eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Golden,
on the table.
Golden eggs.
The brown ones.
The brown eggs.
They have at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Wow. But the fucking, not all cum is created equal?
No.
Nah, man. Some's yellow. You know, some doesn't work.
Yeah. If you're short, your cum is not as expensive.
How do you know that?
Read a book.
Wow. I want to donate cum one day for fun.
Ew, don't you already do that?
Well, just for I want to know where I stand in the world. Like, what my cum is worth.
Did you ever see that movie?
There's a movie about the guy getting sued for donating. I think it's Vince Vaughn.
Oh no. I thought there was a documentary where a guy has like a million kids.
Oh, that doctor that was.
Yeah, the doctor.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta do.
You got into the comedy club scene there later on.
So like I never really did in LA.
Okay.
And then I wanted to, like I said, our apartment was really small. And I was like, I was really trying to focus on growing, just like, I did a lot of shit. So like I was trying to like make a bunch of new videos. I wanted to have like a space to create stuff. I wanted to start a podcast myself with my wife.
Mm.
And so I was just looking around. I realized we could literally go anywhere. And I wasn't ready to go back home because I felt like that would have, I don't know.
You said it was 520 square feet?
Yeah,
562.
What is that?
Holy shit.
What is that compared to this?
It was one bedroom. This is probably not that much bigger.
Yeah.
Anything, it might be like around the same.
Okay.
But there was a wall, there was a kitchen, there was a living room.
Put it all together.
It was small.
Yeah.
But then in Austin.
We had a wife, still better.
I
want a house and a mansion by myself.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
my apartment in Austin was double the size, less rent. And we had every amenity you could think of.
Did you move there before Rogan?
I love how he just goes to all the places for comedy and then doesn't do comedy.
Yeah.
Austin, I got it. I got 18 good.
He's like, next Philly.
Next Boston.
My first
I'm going to work
show,
in the deli.
My first show in Austin, I went to the green room and Joe Rogan was in there. So I was
shit.
This was a good decision.
So this was during COVID?
This was 2021 I moved.
So right when the mothership is like…
The mothership didn't open until last year.
Oh, yeah.
I would be starstruck if I was in the green room with Rogan.
Really?
Yeah. I would go crazy if I ever did his show. Like, I would just go… I mean, like…
I think he'd have you on.
Nah, hell no. It's he would if I kept doing. I do comedy now too, so okay. Like if I do it for another like 15 years, he'll probably
he's,
have me.
He's an old school guy. Yeah, he like he wouldn't like someone like me who didn't like get beaten at the store for 6 years.
Unless
like that journey,
maybe unless like his kids like you or something like true. That. Like because yeah. Once in a while I'll have like a weird. Like yeah. Like Ghost Hunter on the show and stuff
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just really people that are just like passionate about what they do. You know what yeah. I mean? Sure. So as long as you're passionate about what you shit. Do, you cold plunge, you hunt, and you do jujitsu, yeah. You're good.
I saw an eye cold plunge, so.
Okay. We're close.
We're there. Yeah.
No, but if I like walked into that, I kind of felt like that when I used to go on Adam Carolla's show. Because uh-huh. I used to like be a big fan.
I just
fan.
Did his too.
Yeah, I used to be a big fan. And then like you just like start to see all the things that he was talking about and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how Peter feels right now. He's like, it's like make a wish, kid. Take him to work. Anyway, so you're in Austin. You yeah. See Rogan.
They had a really cool thing going at this place called the Vulcan Gas Company.
The Vulcan, yeah.
They had a great little scene. And then honestly, when the mothership opened,
he's like, I gotta get out of here.
That's kind of when I left.
Really? Yeah. Why?
Yeah. It was kind of the laughing. Same thing.
As LA,
you had to be past, like at like, hit, there was like a lot of rules.
She's a comic too.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, yeah.
I was on a show and like getting into the mothership, it was like trying to get into NASA. They were like, hold on, please. And like, I was just like, I'm on the show. Like, we don't know. And then like, everybody was talking.
Yeah,
the
security's
just, like,
insane.
Super like, yeah. Very clicky. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't love, this is going to be sacrilegious to other comics, but I don't love the strategy or the format of like comics working at the place to get stage time. Mm. It feels like free labor or something. Yeah. Like the
right,
seller,
right, right,
the
right,
seller
right, right.
Is the best comedy club in the world.
No one is a comedian.
No one's a comedian.
Yeah. You're changing that too.
The Stand either,
the,
right?
The no one's a com- no one like no one.
The Stand has got a bunch of baddies working. I know yeah. They're not comedians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking too hot.
It might be.
I think at your comedy club,
hot
also,
girls aren't
like,
funny.
Now I think before
hot girls aren't funny.
Maybe.
Hey, shut the fuck up. My flat ass makes me funny. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I get what you're saying though about the working there
I just
and shit.
Feel like,
yeah.
Because there's a couple of guys that I saw fucking murdering, coming up the ranks. It was like a really cool time in 21, 22. And then when I got at the mothership, they like started working there. Mm. And I felt like as an audience member, if you see a guy murder, like, wow, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
And then you get off stage, he's like, bathroom on the left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It ruins
yeah.
His allure of who you think, oh, this guy's a schmuck. Yeah. Instead, it's like, wow, I wonder who that guy, you're more enamored by him.
For sure.
Where it's like, it devalues them very quickly. I don't love yeah. That. I know that other people are going to rip me apart.
I think it depends on the club. If it's like the grimy fucking whatever club, like it's like a D club, then it's kind of like, okay, do what you can. Like,
well,
you know,
how does serving chicken fingers make you write a better joke?
It doesn't. But I mean, like if you're not going to get in through, you're not going to get an audition.
It's like you said, it's like the free labor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they just
like
want
barking.
People. Yeah, barking.
It's similar.
I hate that shit too.
I do
I
hate
feel
barking.
Like the invention of the wheel came out.
Yeah.
We're not using the wheel.
Yeah.
It's like crazy to me. It's like the internet is now, it's whether we like it or not, you could be against it or for it. It has changed everything.
You're right. Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It's
there's
really
nothing we can really do.
I don't
about
like
it.
Barking either because
I've never done that.
Oh, I've only barked for one club and I hated it because, you know, I would go up first, but I had already talked to everyone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It doesn't even mean that you're the worst comic. Like, I was doing better online than everyone else. Some of them would be like old and out of touch comics. I would have like the best set, but it would be weird because it was like they all now, but they don't respect me.
Well, if
because
you had a good set,
them.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, but it was still, they were like, you should keep doing it in that weird way because I sold them the ticket. Does it make sense? It was like, she's lucky she had a good set.
Was Austin cool? Like besides that,
so I was my wife and I were devastated to leave. We loved it so much.
Yeah,
yeah, I loved it. But like, it wasn't feasible forever. I knew I wasn't going to stay there.
Like you weren't going to like plant your roots there and settle down. Do you have kids?
No.
Okay, but Austin itself, I just because now I just hear about it all the time. Today's episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. Do you want to learn a new language? I like learning new languages because you know I live in New York and I date a lot of spicy Latinas. And I would love to brush up on my Spanish. I don't know how to speak Spanish. I went to Colombia once to film a TV show, and it was embarrassing how little Spanish I knew. I could not communicate at all. So I definitely want to learn Spanish. I also want to learn Italian, because I am from the mother country. I'm a disgrace to all Italians. When I did go to Italy on Jersey Shore, I was the one person that could communicate. I took intensive Italian from the College of Staten Island, okay? But I kind of lost it because I didn't use it. We just need to be smarter. We need to know different languages. And Rosetta Stone can help you with that. You can learn. It's a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It's fast language acquisition. It really immerses you in many ways. Speech recognition, built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. That's crazy. It's convenient. It's an amazing value. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Something Went Wrong listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Today. T-O-D-A-Y. Let's go learn languages. Besides the comedy part, the food.
It's great. Listen. I'm not the most traveled man in the world, but I've been to every good city in this country. I've tried every smash burger, every cup of coffee, every taco. It is the best. Like I'd put it again.
Austin?
Yeah. I would move there.
Oh, shit.
Dead ass. Like the best coffee places everywhere you go. Seattle, like you ever been to Seattle?
Nah.
Seattle's dope, but like that's like coffee city and I'm a huge coffee guy.
Yeah.
I guess it's too oversaturated. I couldn't find like a great place. Austin, everywhere you go is just ridiculous. Mm. I have like this cheesy saying that I would say, which like I would tell my friends, like LA is where you move to find fame. Mm-hmm. And like Austin is where you go to like find yourself.
Food.
Oh.
Where you find like you.
Yeah.
No one there was looking to like take selfies or they were just like chill.
Like real people.
Like, yeah, like hippie, chill ass people. Whole Foods started there.
Mm.
Like, it's just like a.
I went there. I did a show with my mom called Vinny and Ma Eat America, like go to like different little small towns and like try the food and stuff.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. It was one season. It was a great show though. I like
there's
it.
There's good Italian food there.
Is there? I didn't have Italian.
Ridiculous.
What did I eat in Austin? Oh, I had these like weird like burgers that were made out of donut. The buns were donuts, which sounds crazy, but it's
attack.
Fucking, yeah, heart attack.
My wife's made me those before.
So good, yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. But what else do we have? We had barbecue. You know?
There's a place called Samataro. I don't know. I never know how to say Italian words if I just say like Samataro.
Samataro.
I never know.
Samataro.
Because you kind of sound like a douchebag. You ever think Spanish people do that?
Oh, when they go right in.
They go, yeah, I'm not Italian enough to get.
Yeah.
Matteo was doing that. When he says
it, he actually speaks Italian.
Yeah,
but I think you don't have to like ham it up so much when you say a word. Yeah, he's like,
he doesn't have to sing.
He's like
that,
the other day I was walking on the street, then I went to La Bella. Just like the way he like, says it. I'm like,
Las Vegas.
He starts doing opera.
We get him, Taylor. You're better than all of us.
Yeah, I'd rather like, how do you say, how do you pronounce like the squid that they put on the table?
Depends.
Don't want to say anything.
Depends who I'm with. Obviously, I say Galamad.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know.
Wait, what is it?
I'm from the garbage. Squid?
You know, like
what calamari.
Calamari.
I'd rather somebody say calamari because at least you're sounding out every syllable and it's closer to the way Italians say it than Galamad.
Galamad makes no sense.
No sense. No. It starts with a G and ends with a D.
Galamad?
Yeah, we're talking about calamari.
Yeah. But that, I mean? Is that a
the real
Italian
way to say
word?
Is calamari.
Oh, calamari. Oh, calamad. Okay, now I get it.
I think gabagool is worse.
When I said gabagool.
Gabagool is the worst. Capicola? That's another one. That's capicola. It's not even close. Yeah. Man
sorry
of God,
you,
you know.
How do you say the cheese, the fresh cheese?
Mozzarella.
You say mozzarella?
Yeah, I don't say fresh. I don't say mutz, and I don't want to do the Italian thing where
mozzarella.
I'm like mozzarella.
Yeah.
So I'm like mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Yeah, some of my family does that too. Like my aunt, who's like born there till she lived there till she was like 20. They'll like be like mozzarella. Like she doesn't want to be extra. You know
so
what
bad.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mozzarella.
I will say fresh mozzarella though.
Fresh mozzarella. Yeah, I gotta put the vowel.
I've never heard you say something sound Italian.
I know.
I've never heard something mozzarella.
It's mad embarrassing.
Mozzarella.
Yeah. Douchey as fuck.
You guys go high pitched when you do it too.
When I went to Italy with the Jersey Shore, it was like embarrassing. Like they thought they were Italian, and then like the waiter would come. Like my castmates on like Jersey Shore.
Oh.
They would all look at me. They had no idea how to talk.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you went to Italy.
Yeah, we did a season there.
That's fucking.
We did.
You did?
Yeah, but it was just Florence for like a month.
Okay.
I loved Florence.
Well, Florence, like, I had no idea at the time. All we wanted to do was party and go to clubs every night. Yeah. You know what I mean? But now if I went back, like, we did a tour the last day, and, like, the city has intense history.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the fucking...
The Duomo.
The Duomo. There's the place where Michael... Oh, no. Leonardo da Vinci. The place where Raphael, Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa like, just, like, a window in a bank now. Like, everything kind of, like, happened there. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where all the guys used to meet up and do art and shit.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I want to get married in Italy.
Really? To a black woman?
Yeah. I want to meet her. I want to meet her in Houston. at the gym. And then take her to Italy.
Wait, I heard that the girl you were with the other night was so sweet.
Someone relayed that to me.
They were like, he has to marry
I don't want to put my business on the podcast when it's someone I really like. Oh. So I don't appreciate this. But no,
Show me her later. I haven't seen her pic.
So is this like I can't really find a wife, but you really don't want one? Like, is it the Drake thing? Like, man, I'm so lonely. I have so much pussy. It's like, is that what it is?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I could see through it.
No, that's what it has been for like years.
Yeah.
But now it's starting to tip into like, I really don't want to die alone. I'm like starting to experience like the finality of life. Mm. And also like just as my business grows and stuff like that, like we were talking about going to LA, it's you need someone to lean on and like have support during that time. And what it used to be for me was like partying and girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's not a big part of my life anymore. I don't be like, all right, I'm feeling sad today. I'm going to go to the club and bring home a random. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So now, well, that's what it was for a while. But now it's not that. So I'm like, okay, I can see how someone has a partner.
Of course.
You know, so I want that now. Yeah.
So like how much do you really want?
I want it, but I want it to be the right one. But I really do want it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm a huge John Mayer fan.
Okay.
And I can't.
Gay. Okay.
I don't know if I believe that he can't find someone. I just don't know if I believe it.
No.
He's tall, rich,
he's and John talented. Mayer.
And he's John Mayer. It's like, I can't find. It's like, maybe he is gay. I don't know.
I have a couple of friends he's been with.
Yeah. I just like.
But I guess they're not marriage material.
Fucking big. We should know the girls are what? Hook them?
They're not.
He was just swinging.
Yeah.
No, he could probably find a good quality. Yeah. I'm weird. I'm not like universally known like that. So I can get girls, but like they might not be my type. I feel like John Mayer could be like, all right, I want exactly my type and he can find her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
He can sing.
He can sing. Your body is a wonderland.
Yeah.
You play the way he plays the guitar. I don't know if people realize I play the guitar.
Yeah.
So when a guitar player watches him play the guitar, I want to have sex with him.
I want to have sex
with him.
The most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
Like, yeah.
And he keeps putting out bangers. He's been out when I was 3, I remember
John
listening
Mayer?
To Your Body's a Wonderland.
How old are you?
24.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. So you literally mean 3.
He's literally my whole life.
Oh, God.
Wait, what else has he done besides Your Body's a Wonderland?
So,
he's putting out bangers?
Slow Dancing in the Dark.
Slow Dancing in a Burning
in
Room.
In the Burning Room.
That's 2 songs.
New Light was coming
New
out.
Light, that was great.
Never
Pushing
heard
40
of it.
In the Friend Zone. That's kind of your story.
Bro, what are you doing?
Nah, I heard 2 songs from him.
Like,
and
he said 2 Chainz? Oh my God.
All right, relax, guys. Calm down. It's Drake, okay? Neo has 2 girlfriends now. I saw that video.
2 at the same time? He's still alive.
Yeah, Neo got 2 girls
like
now.
John Mayer's out of touch. Neo.
Neo.
Some of these guys just like take on 2, like they just accept their truth of like being like polyamorous and not can't settle down. They just like try to have like multiple
He's
girlfriends
not
and shit. Like Nick Cannon.
Like you tonight.
Is that Neo?
Yeah.
And then that was it.
I'm so sick of love songs.
That was 20 years
so
ago.
So sad and slow.
Yeah.
I used to listen to that in my college dorm room.
He can't play the guitar.
Where'd you go?
I did 1 semester at SUNY New Paltz.
That's what people from New York do. They go an hour away. I'm going to expand my horizon.
Yeah.
My laundry on the weekends.
Yeah, yeah. My mom used to pick me up every weekend because I was sad.
2 wives. 2 girlfriends.
Nah, see, no? I don't know. First of all, I'm not paying for 2
Is
bitches.
He paying for both of their lives?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
That's why they're doing it.
I don't know. He has 2 women, but I'm like,
what are they all contributing to the household? Like super rich guys
is
that.
He Mormon?
Is he that rich?
No. And he was married. So, you know, he's probably just like, I've experienced 1 before. Now I want multiple. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like what you were saying, except it's like turning that into some kind of relationship
Weird
or something.
R. Kelly
like that.
Sex dungeon.
Don't think it's going to end well. Mm. Don't think it's going to end well. But
someone's going to die.
No, I couldn't do that. I could only kind of love 1 person.
When was the last like relationship you had?
During COVID, like during lockdown, I linked up with somebody and we had a good relationship. Peter loved her.
Loved her.
Yep.
Yeah. See?
My favorite.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In LA this was?
Well, she was from like during, everyone like went to La La Land during quarantine and didn't matter where you lived and what you did.
Very true.
So she would like, she lived in like one state, but then would fly to me in to LA. I lived in New York. It was like a weird thing. We used to link up
in LA
in a place and then spend a couple of weeks together.
Ooh, it's very like,
because no one had a job. Mm-hmm. No one had a job.
But you would fly her, obviously.
Yeah, I would fly her for sure. For sure. Do you ever fly? Oh, wait, wait. Oh, you've been to your girl for so long.
Yeah, how'd you meet your girl?
No, because I'm in this, well, I was going to ask this thing and maybe have your opinion, but like, I'm expanding my horizons to like long distance and shit. But I don't think I could do first class every time.
No.
I know, but like first class not.
For her to fly out to you?
Yeah, if I'm paying for it. But
you did
like,
that with your ex?
Well, I don't think it was. No, it definitely didn't start off first class. Yeah. I was also in a different financial position, but still.
That's kind of
funny. Is it expected
though,
like, or not? Is first class expected?
You're asking the wrong fucking
When you fly class. A girl out, is first class expected
you're
every time?
The wrong fucking girl.
If you ask, the first time, it depends.
He's gay, he's married, and she's a gold digger. Wolf, help me out here.
Wait, hold on. Wait, so like, I understand like, you know, people know you, you have a reputation, you want to come off as like.
You have to.
The first time, yeah, but like if it's someone.
She'll like tweet, like Vinny's flying me fucking Spirit Economy right
now. All right, what are you doing for me? What have you done for me?
Yeah, I think like a United flight. You don't need to do first class.
Okay.
But I think that's great. If you're going to be married, to expect, even if you have money, I just feel like it's a waste of money to do first class every
time. No, I know. Because I want to have the conversation. Like, I want to build a future with you. Like, I need money.
Yeah.
For our children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So does she expect her kids to fly first class everywhere all the time?
Yeah, probably. Okay, we will do that when we're married. But like, you know, I got to save now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like the Delta like business premium, like right below. But not every flight has that.
I think if you're sold on the girl, like you're sold.
I did first class for probably a year.
Okay.
And then I realized like, I think the gas money went up when Biden got elected.
The prices are crazy.
Right? So that's at least what they say on Staten Island.
My first class to Florida went up so high because of Joe Biden.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah.
So I remember like being like, babe, this is fucking crazy. Like, I'm not spending $2,000 extra. So I do the poor man's first class, which is the exit row.
Yeah.
It's just as much regular.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And it's the same price.
But they ask if you would sacrifice yourself.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, sure, honey. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So I think I'm going to fly the girls out in the exit row.
Yeah. She's going to be asked, will you sacrifice yourself for everyone?
Because I don't understand United like Economy Plus. And it's just like the blue seats that are just randomly nothing. Spread out.
United's my
I want to be like, hey, girl, I got you Economy Plus. Even though it's like in the middle row of 21st. Like, you know what I mean?
You got a window, honey. That's
Take
a look at the sights, honey. Take a look. Over there. It's Central Park.
I think if you're sold on her. If you're like,
I fucked up because I started with it. Now I can't go down, right?
Wait, in general or with a specific
I don't
girl?
Fly girls out often now, but when I do.
Bro, you need more of an ego, dude. You need more of an ego.
No, he doesn't.
No, I think the ego.
Put her in 30C and be like, you're lucky you get to see me this week.
Yeah.
But then she'll be like, I don't know if he cares about me. Oh, I fucked up.
You just get her nice Uber black.
Yeah, but the flight is the hard part.
Yeah.
Also, she's coming to me and I'm like, it's $200 more or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Then, I don't know. I think you're sold on her, then it's fine. If you had someone you're not like, you just want to fuck, then like why?
That's kind of a funny question. That could be like a good bit or something of like, when does it stop becoming like, you know, at one point, like I'm worried about texting this girl back. I'm erasing the answer. I'm like, oh, let me text. And now
right.
shitting in front of her.
Yeah.
It's got
to
die.
Once a shit. I mean, actually, I would never want a guy to shit in front of me, but
I don't like shit.
But you want that vibe of like,
you can do it.
Yeah. Like I'm not being grossed out by your ball sweat smell.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Really? You don't like that?
I know. I love the ball sweat smell. When I get to that, I'm grossed out by everything. So when I get to that point where I'm like, oh,
you
gross
like this
me
guy.
Out, I'm like, okay, this is fun. This is like a real friendship.
Right.
Like
right.
within the relationship.
Do you like, I mean, you like being married?
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that I feel like a marriage should be, I get sad when I see other people. Like, I'll never forget my friend from high school. I put out a video making fun of something my wife said or something. And he was like, oh man, I would love to be able to joke with my wife like that.
Uh-huh.
But he was like, I could never. And I'm like,
right.
You shouldn't have married that.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like, that's sad to me. I feel like there's no secrets between my wife and I.
Mm.
I don't believe in any of those things about you can't check their phone. She could go through every message. Like, I feel like everything that our communication, I think, is perfect. Like, mm-hmm. I just think it's...
Staten Island guys, you know. See?
Yeah, well, I'm going on a date with one.
So. They're actually kind of like loyal. Like, they kind of are like they like want to be in relationships.
You've been about it.
So all my friends my whole life have always been in relationships. I've been the only degenerate that's been single.
Well, a guy's as faithful as his options, as Chris Rock said.
That's true.
So like, if you look around, and we've been told about the patriarchy and how men are the devil. But if you look around in the real world, boots on the ground, guys aren't running shit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones getting bullied. Hurry up, let's go.
Yeah.
Not really us. There's the old, this is, you call this dinner?
Right.
That hasn't existed in a long time. So like, these guys want to be in a good relationship.
Yeah.
And you want a guy to like,
give her one of these?
You want to feel like he could.
I want a guy, I'm like, he could kill me, but he won't because he loves
exactly.
Woman.
You want a guy that's going to like tweet out Rise and Grind as he's sleeping in his dad's truck.
I was in Staten Island for one day and I was like, this level of testosterone I don't experience anymore. Like, no guy would have their nails painted.
Right.
They looked at me like, who the fuck?
When I go into the locker room at Equinox, like, I don't know if I'm in the women's locker room or not.
Because
they're so fucking pretty and they have long hair. Like, no offense. But they're like, but it's like out. But you know what I mean?
It's a statement, too. It's different.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just their hair's long.
You could say whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. You can make fun of me.
No, I like your hair. He does too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, you're like a good mixture and blend of everything.
Wait, how'd you meet her?
I met her just on the, you know what's funny?
On an app?
I met her officially on the Staten Island Ferry.
Oh.
Just like Romeo and Juliet.
That's sweet.
And then we hooked up at DJ's.
Oh. Okay. DJ's is a staple.
Night one?
Huh?
Did you hook up night one?
Oh, yeah. I knew it. My friend actually was trying to talk to her.
Wait. Hook up meaning kissing or?
Yeah. When did hooking up become fucking?
I don't know. It is.
To me, I guess I've been in a relationship for that long. It used to be, did you fuck her?
Hooking up used to mean kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to, but then now, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Really? Am I that old? Damn, out of the game that long.
Yeah.
So like my friend was actually trying to talk to her on the ferry. And I-
Were you guys like coming home from a club or something like that?
Yeah. We were out for one of their birthdays or something. And she was on the ferry with her friends. And then I ran into her. I actually wanted to hook up with her and just brag to my friend, like, oh, that girl you couldn't hook up with, I hooked up with her just to pick. And then we hit it off. But
did you know instantly she was your wife or you just knew you liked
so
her?
She Italian?
What's that?
She Italian?
She's very barely Italian.
What is she?
She's Puerto Rican.
Oh.
Greek.
Ooh.
And Irish, pretty
damn.
Much.
Damn.
She's so pretty.
She's very pretty, right? Yeah. She
eyes.
Guys say thank you as if I made her. But I didn't, I can't, I mean, whatever. Yeah, she's gorgeous. She has blue eyes and I'm hoping that our kids have blue eyes, but I don't think it's possible. Mm. Anyway, what did you say?
I don't know, but we got to take you to DJ's.
I would love to
I feel like that's where the Jersey Shore really would have taken place. Like, did you?
Yeah, so basically
they
like-
you probably couldn't film there.
DJ's is like, I think it's like the highest grossing bar in like the Eastern Seaboard or something.
Has to be, dude.
It's like there's a line around the fucking corner every night and it's just like shitty. There's like 10 bars and they just like go off, but it's trashy.
The bartenders make like 200 grand.
Like a massive bar with like
massive bar with like, but it's like low ceilings. Like it's not like a big outdoor thing, you know what I mean? But it's like a rite of passage when you're on Staten Island. That's like the true Jersey Shore.
Uh-huh.
But they wouldn't let us film there. The only shithole that would let us film is Seaside. Seaside is where you went when you were underaged, when you needed to do like crazy ratchet shit. Like, I love Seaside.
Yeah.
That's why I knew I was gonna have a good fucking weekend. I probably would strike out at DJ's.
Mm.
I would never strike out in Seaside. Seaside, I'm banging
Seaside
some.
Seaside was like the trashy Jersey girls, right?
Yeah.
Philly girls.
Oh, God.
I'm banging some, you know what I mean?
Let's go home.
Yeah, let's go home. Like, you're like banging them, like you're doing anal. She's like, ew, take it out.
Take it out of my ears.
Take it out of my ears.
Oh, God.
Philly's the worst accent. That shit is disgusting. That shit is rough.
Philly's a rough accent.
Knicks are fucking killing Philly right now, so fuck Philly.
Yeah, you invite me.
I almost brought her to a game.
Yeah, and then I was it's always when I'm out of town.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't, though.
People, did you go on?
I went to the last one. Oh, insane. God, are you a Knicks fan?
Of course, yeah. What an
bro, yeah, I was
I
there.
I can't believe there wasn't a foul in that last play. I'm shocked.
Me too.
Anyway, I don't want to get too...
I know, I have no idea what we're talking about.
Same.
Knicks, yeah, go. Good thing
sorry. I bring you.
I went to the, and then I went to the, what time is it, Wolf? We're at 2:57. All right, so we'll go like 10 minutes, cool? Okay. And then I went to the Ryan Garcia fight.
Okay.
And
the conspiracy theorist guy.
Yeah, but he just came out saying that it was all marketing. Because I knew it was marketing. He was going fucking crazy. He was like,
about what?
So you know who Ryan Garcia is? He just,
I don't really know anything about that stuff.
He's like a young, hot, like influencer boxer.
Kind of look alike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Similar vibe. Young, hot influencer boxer. And, you know, people didn't know if he's like a real boxer or he's like just
fake
like something like that. Or like a, like just like not good enough for the big leagues. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But then all of a sudden for this last fight, he went off the rails. He's exposing like Illuminati and stuff like that. Like, Bohemian Grove, yeah. More like Alex Jones type shit.
Oh boy.
And like every week there was like something going on. Like he was like, I'm gonna like someone stole my phone. They're threatening to kill me. Anyway, he wins the fight against like one of the best fighters in the world this last weekend at the Barclays Center. And, he won the fight. Then he was like, oh, I was just kidding. You know, it was all like marketing.
Ooh, that was great marketing because I knew who the fuck he was.
Yeah, but it was a great fucking fight. Like I was, I had the girl with me. I pulled up. By the way, like it was great pulling up with a baddie at the fight because like every, like boxing, the best part about boxing, you ever been to a boxing match?
No.
It's like the audience. Like the audience, like everybody like wears these crazy outfits and there's so many girls there. Like they have like an entourage and like baddies with them. So like no one was looking at my girl. Like if I did it at the Knick game, it'd be like, oh my God, who's Vinny with? It'd be this big thing.
Yeah.
At the boxing match, it was just like, I was like the least important thing to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's huge now. That's just like boxing is like, it was boxing or like MMA or whatever.
Well, UFC is huge. This was actual boxing. Yeah, this is actual boxing. Yeah. Mm. You never did like the Staten Island DeMarcos? Shout out to Nicky DeMarco boxing.
No. I loved wrestling as a kid, but I never really.
Okay.
I never gave a shit really about.
I could not care.
It's weird. I can't get into that. And I wish I could. I'm jealous everybody else is into it, but I can't get into that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah,
it seems like, I don't want to sound like a pussy, but it seems too violent. I feel bad when a guy's knocked out.
Yeah.
He's getting punched repeatedly. It seems like barbaric.
But they love it.
Scary.
Yeah, but they love it.
We have a past, very violent history. We always love
Italians?
No,
or
just
men?
Humans.
Oh.
Yeah,
well, I guess the
Italians kind of do too.
Kind of. Yeah, when I went to Rome, we learned about like, they just like would let a lion eat somebody. So that's pretty good.
Okay. Italians had a big fall from grace.
Really?
Well, you know, like the Roman Empire, you know, discovered America. And then
Columbus.
Jersey Shore. And then me and Eric.
Godfather and Jersey Shore.
Yeah. We have the best food though.
You do.
Yeah.
It's like the best food.
The best white people food.
Would you put Staten Island against any borough food-wise?
Food-wise, probably not. No. Pound for pound, I would say. Well, Italian. Only Italian.
Of course.
Yeah. Best pizza. I don't really like... Italian restaurants are weird to me. There are some good ones in Manhattan.
Of course.
Yeah. Over there, it's just more like, I don't know. It feels more real, I guess. But like I'm into like the places in the city, they're like the plates aren't massive.
Mm.
They're like a little bit like niche and artsy and stuff like that. I like that kind of Italian.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Because then it's a little lighter, the menu. Oh, they have more like mindful appetizers and shit. Like a little octopus on a bed of arugula with some lemon on it. Like that's like a real restaurant. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nah.
We have those, don't we?
Not really. I feel like they're just like, you want pasta? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You've been to Campania? Campania makes good food, man.
Yeah.
No?
Eh.
Shade? All right.
It's not Shade. It's just that's the loud place, right? Oh no, Campania. Yeah, I don't really like that place. That's the place where Pete Davidson took Kim, right? Kim K?
Well, yeah.
That
wasn't why I brought it up.
It's good.
Do you live in Staten Island now?
I do, yeah.
What part do you live in?
Westerly.
Westerly, okay. Still in the North Shore. That's where he's from, too.
I grew up in Westerly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's where you're going to end up?
I would like to. My wife wants land. She keeps saying she wants. There's no land. She thinks she.
Everybody wants land.
She needs to graze
until you have land.
I guess she's half horse. She needs to fucking.
I don't know where
she's going with this.
Like I need 30 acres for what?
I don't know.
To pay the taxes on it.
Yeah, I would like land too. But
it's like we're back to like colonizers.
No, that's like me. I'm always like, I need a ranch. I'm like, what am I going to do there?
Because
sit and journal.
Yeah,
I would like. We'll see.
Take it from someone that's had a house with like a big yard. Now all I want is, well, first of all, I have a condo, which I love. But if I ever had a house, like my LA house was perfect. It was like the kitchen and then just like outside and then the pool and the barbecue. Uh-huh.
That's all you need.
That's all you fucking
Wouldn't
need.
You just love if like everybody you knew went there?
What do you mean? Oh, LA.
Yeah.
I know. Then would, you can have a house and you can still live in the city and stuff like that.
That would be, that's like, if any one brother or one or my sister. Or
just to have some kind of family
any friend
connection.
Moved there, I would.
Dude, I was alone. At least you had your wife. I was all by myself.
What did you get on like drugs? Like what did you
do? No, I had the girl that I was like seeing. Uh-huh. So I always had her to like look forward to like come there. Yeah. It wouldn't be every single time, but like I had that to look forward to.
Okay.
Me and my friend Cook, we went out to eat like every day, which was like kind of cool.
Did you want a roommate? Was it that?
It was weird. Like I wouldn't have a roommate. I don't like roommates, but it was at that point where I understood why people have roommates.
Yeah.
Just to like wake up to like a soul every day.
So weird to me.
Dude. And like I lived in the hills and like I didn't have enough money to have like an estate that had like a wall around it.
Oh yeah.
So my front door was like right off the street and kids used to throw parties and shit. I'd be by myself in my room. My Ring alerts would go off around the house and I'd be like, what the fuck's going on? Didn't have a gun.
Yeah.
Cause I wasn't a citizen.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck. I wasn't an LA resident. So I had like these like little taser guns from Amazon.
To like make it.
Oh, man.
So I'd like walk around.
That's not how Italians do. You get a bat. Serial numbers scratched off.
I know, but I was in LA. I didn't know the people there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would like have this like little taser gun with me. I'd be like, yeah, no one's fucking with me. It's like this little thing you can get on Amazon.
Yeah, I know.
I was like. I need the distance. I'm not doing hand-to-hand combat.
That's another thing too about LA and Manhattan too. I feel like. There's like rich, okay, and then there's like what you have to be to have anything worthwhile in LA, which is like you have to be a billionaire. Mm. Like it's just insanity.
Right.
How rich you
it's
have
so
to be.
It's so expensive.
Yeah.
Have something halfway.
That's worth it. That's why I'm glad like I never lived in the city before because I would have only been able to afford some like little roach motel in the East Village, if anything, or like Hell's Kitchen, which would have been horrible. I've seen my friends have those apartments. So now it's at a point where I can enjoy like a nice neighborhood and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Dope.
It's the equivalent of like someone going to LA to get the house in the hills.
Is it like a high floor?
Yeah, it's a pretty high floor.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a pretty high floor. But I'm actually like, now I'm going back to like the old school style, like lofts. Yeah, yeah.
Like the Big Daddy apartment.
Yes, yes. Like massive space, massive closets, no view, but you're looking at like the cast iron buildings.
Oh, you're moving?
No, I'm saying that's what I want next.
Okay.
I can barely fit myself in this, you know?
Yeah, where would you? What area?
Same area,
okay.
Like Tribeca, but like just like the loft style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. More
how long you been in the city for?
Like 2 years.
Do you love it?
Yeah, so after LA, I said, I want to go back to New York. It really made me like appreciate New York. I just had to figure out where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And as you know, growing up in Staten Island, like we don't ever want to live in Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's like, that's disgusting. We have houses here. There's trees. You know what I mean? But I was like, you know what? Let me just try it for 1 year. And I tried it for 1 year. And I was like, okay, now I get it. Now I get why everyone lives here. The food, the access, the whatever. And then I bought my place in Soho. And then now I'm like, do I want to live somewhere else like Brooklyn or something? Because I don't really. But then I started doing comedy. Mm. And I literally walk outside my door every day and just go to the comedy club. It's 10 minutes away.
Nice. So how? Where are you getting up?
I go every night at like Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
Nice.
And then like I'll do like the stand like closer to the weekend.
Cool.
Just like to kind of start getting my feet wet at the bigger club. But for now, it's just practice.
Okay.
So anyway, it's just like the walking outside and being able to do like.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Five different comic clubs. I'm like, oh, now I know why people live here.
Yeah.
Because everything is just outside your door. If I lived in even Brooklyn, which is close to the city, I'd have to like get on the train. I'd have to do a bunch of shit to do what you do.
Yeah.
You know? I think we should wrap up soon. It's that time. So what's next for you? Where could people find you?
I have a comedy special on YouTube. It's a full hour.
What's it called?
Check that out. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Kind of my catchphrase, what my wife says to me all the time.
Okay.
And you come out to a show. When is this going to go on?
Probably next week. It
all right.
Pretty
so
soon,
come to doing Patch Hog in Long Island next on May 4th. I got the Netflix is a Joke Festival May 8th. Buy tickets to that. And just I
follow you on your
comment
thing.
Comment where you want me to go, and I'll go. you know,
and where do they follow? What's your
Eric Del? We're gonna put Alessandro everywhere.
Eric Alessandro.
My special is gonna go on Hulu. Actually, I just found out too in June.
Oh, nice.
The YouTube one?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to put it there. Nice. They're starting to do comedy, right?
Yeah, they're coming hard.
Everyone that's been going on, coming on here, they're doing the Hulu. That's my next one. That's my first one.
Yeah.
My first special.
Vinny, I want to come see you do
Vinny Learns Comedy. You should come to one of my, we're putting on these like Vinny and Friend shows at the Stand. So if you ever want to jump on and do a guest spot, I feel like we'd have this similar audience. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be great, dude.
Yeah. A bunch of people from Norway. Bunch of people from Norway. No, I'm kidding. all right. Pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming, man. Legend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.